Today, we are of course thinking about the end of the year for our Sunday club, our creche, our youth seekers. As always, it's a time of endings and beginnings, with some young ones, as we've just heard, going from one group to another. So, you may be expecting me to talk now about something about leaving and moving on. But instead, I'm going to talk about, to begin with, a piece of string. Okay, I'm going to pick on Edwin in particular, but we've got two boys in the middle, yes. Connor, is that the beginning of the piece of string there? Is that the beginning? Okay, Luke, is that the beginning of the piece of string? Yes, okay. So one said that's the beginning, and one said that's the beginning. But they're both beginnings, so you're both right. Okay, but life's like that. It's like beginnings and ends. Because if that's the beginning, then that's the end. But if that's the beginning, that's the end. So to somebody, every beginning has been an end for somebody else. When we get to one stage, we move forward. And okay, yes, I am talking about leaving and moving on. It becomes obvious. Just like the string, some people today are moving on. It's start something new. It can be fun. It can be exciting. It can be difficult. It can be strange. And it's a bit almost like a tug of war inside us. We can feel a little sad, a little excited, nervous, happy, all at the same time. But it's quite normal. Trust me. We're all about to undergo some changes, even if it's maybe only moving on to some warmer and better weather. Changes can be exciting and positive, or, as I said, difficult. For some, it involves moving to a new class, or a new school after the holidays, or possibly moving away to university. Something I never did, so well done you two. You might be moving to a new home, getting a new sister or brother. Obviously, two are away out, who are going to know that soonest, but that could well be happening for, will be happening for them. Some people might be planning to retire, or the other end, take a new job after graduation or leaving school. Might be planning to get married. Even, horrors, our holiday club is changing in more ways than one. As most of you will know, Mega Makers is moving on, it's becoming Polar Explorers, and I don't think we have a catchphrase to publicise yet for that, so that saves that one. Not only is the club moving on, what we need is moving on. Up till now, we've been collecting big, empty, clean milk bottles. Having reached the target and far exceeded it, and having more than 900 milk bottles to be made into something, we're now moving on to yogurt cartons, but the fancy posh ones with the corners on them for some of the crafts. So if you do indulge yourself with some of these, please bring the clean empties along, put them in the box at the back or at the side. We would welcome them most gratefully for the holiday club. As things change, questions go through your mind, such as, can I do this? What's next? What will I do? Now, for each of us, this is your life book. Now, that's something for the older people to realise what it is. This book is not limited to just a single chapter. When you come to the end of one chapter, turn the page. Might have been a good chapter, might have been a bad one. But that's it over. We don't need to get stuck. Time has a way of always moving forward. And a church clock will move forward when somebody comes from the council tomorrow after the power cut last night and move the clock forward to the right time. If you haven't noticed, I think it says 5:45 outside. Came back on 10 minutes later, I can tell you. In Acts chapter 20, the Bible reminds us to forget what lies behind and press forward to what lies ahead. We need to leave our previous chapter and open the next one. And the great thing about that next chapter in our lives is it's not been written yet, certainly not by us. The future is still full of possibilities, and there's a word we use for this, hope. According to Jeremiah 29, verse 11, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. In all our changes, it's the one thing that's constant. We know what the final chapter will be and how it'll end, so keep that end in mind. And never lose sight of the greatest hope of all, Jesus Christ. He will give meaning to all our little hopes. He will help you move from chapter to chapter in your life. In our first reading this morning from Psalm 139, which Gillian read to us, the psalmist says, O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You have searched me. The word can have the sense of digging into or drilling down into. When no one else notices you, when no one else has the time to bother, God does. You're endlessly, fascinatingly interesting to God. God doesn't get tired of you. God knows you. This is the God whose eyes on the sparrow, who keeps your tears in a bottle, who took out the divine knitting needles and created you in your mother's womb, stitch by stitch. This is the God who counts the number of every hair on your head. Okay, it's easier for some of us than others, but you get the point. This is the God for whom there are no anonymous sheep, to whom nobody is a write-off, for whom no one is lost in the crowd. The personal God who loves the number one. One lost sheep. One missing coin. One sinner lost and found. How wonderful it is to be known by God. Psalmist continues, and I paraphrase a bit here, obviously. Lord, you know when I pull up a chair and when I stretch my legs? You know what's on my mind before my train of thought has even left the station? You know all my maddening and endearing eccentricities, idiosyncrasies and foibles? I'm an open book to you. You know me better than I know myself. How wonderful it is to be known, fully known, by God. But how fearful a thing to be searched and known by God. The truth is, we don't really want to be known through and through by anybody. We want to maintain strict control over who knows what about us and how much they know and when they know it. The psalmist again, if I go higher in the clouds, up into the stratosphere, you're there. If I roll out a sleeping bag down in the lower level of hell, you're there. If I catch an early morning flight over the furthest ocean, you are there. This is the height, the depth, the breadth of the love of Christ. O Lord, you have searched us and known us. We are fearfully and wonderfully made and known. Our prayer could well be, O Lord, in all of these things we are going through, help us have hope that you are with us along our journey and will help us through all of life's changes. Amen.